Hi friends, welcome back to my podcast, Spilling Tea with Kylie Marie. Now is your chance to grab your tea or your coffee and let's start talking about my future, baby. Oh God, that was so cringy and I'm so sorry. And I apologize in advance because I feel like this could be like a shorter episode, but I just like wanted to record a little something for this week, and I thought that with school starting and all that jazz, it'd be kind of good timing to just talk about my future, my plans in life. And by that I literally mean like I could be talking about what I'm doing tomorrow and I can be talking about what I'm doing 10 years from now. Tomorrow I'm just going to class. 10 years from now, well, things can change, but what I have planned, we'll talk about after I talk about what I have planned just for this year alone. So, you know, the future literally ranges, like I said, from tomorrow till 10 years from now. And I like to kind of plan for the present as well as the future, just because, like, you know, things can change and things happen unexpectedly. And I don't know, you know, what God has in plan for me, but what I have in store for myself consists of ultimately just being happy is obviously the goal. But for this school year, my goal, my plan for this, the future, is to just be proud and do better, and just to have a very different school year and mindset than I did last year. I wrote down in my little notes, less stress, more positivity this school year, and by that I just mean like I tend to push myself to limits that are really unnecessary, because at the end of the day I just want to do what's going to make me proud. But that just made me stress and anxious and cry a lot last summer or semester. And I want to do better and be better while remaining okay. And I say that now, and I know that I'm not perfect and I'm going to have my moments, and that's okay. Like, it's okay to have a momentary breakdown, but for the long run, for the majority of the semester and the school year, like, you know, there's still another semester to come to. I just want to have a more positive outlook on life and the things that I'm doing. That means that, you know, I want to stay on track and get good grades and make Dean's List, but, you know, hypothetically speaking, if that doesn't happen, like, I really need to learn to try and just, like, be proud of myself, because I've always had this mindset, like, no matter how many people tell me that they're proud of me, if I'm not proud of myself, then I never feel like what I'm doing is good enough. And so, you know, that's what happened to me last semester, is, like, I took a lot of difficult classes. Last semester just consisted of me always having to write a bajillion essays, and they were all extremely time consuming and all were worth a lot towards my grade. And me being the perfectionist I am meant dedicating a lot of time and a lot of effort and a lot of sleepless nights to making sure that I was proud of my work at the end of the day. And this semester, that doesn't necessarily change. It just also means that I need to learn how to balance life a little bit better and remain organized and remain focused and just know what my goals are. And I should, you know, be successful. That being said, on the organizational aspect, I want to be able to like remain like a well-balanced life, like have a good school life, have a good social life, and a good like life for myself. Like my alone time, like I still need to be able to prioritize myself and like the things that I'm doing to ensure like my mental health and my physical health remain top notch. Socially, like my goals for my social life is to just like continue to enjoy hanging out with my friends and attending as many sorority events as I can, just because last semester I joined the sorority, but there was a lot of things I just would have to be like, I'm sorry guys, I can't go to, because school's still a priority. But this year, what I mean by like attending everything is just like being able to organize my life and balance everything to the, you know, so that I can go to all these events and enjoy them with all my friends. So that's my school year. Just stay organized, be proud of myself, get good grades, make dean's list, and enjoy being in a sorority and just, like, you know, obviously getting that ultimate college experience. For my future plans and my Get to Know Me episode, I did mention that my goal in life is to become a teacher. And I know a lot of people are kind of like, why do you want to be a teacher, Kylie? Like, they don't make a lot of money. Like, how are you going to be financially stable and, like, live a good life? Well, my friends, money doesn't mean happiness. And at the end of the day, like, I just see myself being a teacher and working with kids all day long. Like, I feel like it's been my calling my whole entire life. And when I was younger, like, I let people tell me, like, because teachers don't make enough money, that I shouldn't do that. And then so I tried to, you know, find other things in life that made me feel as passionate as teaching did, and that just did not happen. So you know what I'm gonna do? I'm going to become a teacher, and I'm gonna be a good damn teacher, and I'm going to be happy, and that is what matters. So to get to becoming a teacher, I have hopes, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen, and that's okay, is to graduate at least a semester early. I just, like, kind of want to, like, get ahead of the game a little bit, you know what I mean? Like, I love college, and I love learning and stuff, but I am really looking forward to what else there is outside of school. And just, like, graduating at least a semester early kind of gets me, like, a foot in the door and able to kind of dive into the real world and just, like, take it as it comes in, like, a little slow and steady type of wave. I obviously want to start working, like, right away towards, like, getting my credentials and, you know, working as a young, cute little elementary school teacher. But along those lines, like, becoming a teacher also means that I get a lot of, you know, I get a summer and I get a winter break, and there's just a lot that I want to experience in life. And I feel like being a teacher really gives me, like, that true, like, solid opportunity, because when I'm young, I get that time before, like, settling down and having a family to go and, like, travel the world, like, freely and, you know, young and dumb and just, like, do the things I want to do while still making, you know, that money. I also think about this because, you know, I want to become a teacher because I love kids. Like, I also think about my own kids a lot. And becoming a teacher also means, like, having kind of like the perfect mom job, because my schedule is their schedule, and it just gives me a lot of time to, like, love my children and watch them grow and thrive and all that good jazz. But obviously that's, like, the future, you know, years to come. I still have a lot to experience before I get there, but I do still think about stuff like that, obviously. Like, it seems so far away, but life keeps coming and then knocking at the door, and, you know, here I am, 18, almost 19 years old, and I'm like, where did my childhood go? So, of course, like, life moves fast, and this school year is gonna go by in a blink of an eye, but I'm looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to what the future holds for me. And like I said, like, this is all just what I have planned. This is what I want to do with my life. But who knows what God has in store, and who knows how I'm going to take challenges and how I'm going to overcome them, and who they make me become. And, you know, with that comes a new future and a new path and little things like that. But ultimately, these are my steps towards growing up and having a solid future. And yeah, you know, those are the goals. That's the future. But ultimately, my goals in life are to just, you know, live a stable, happy, and healthy life. And as long as I have that, I truly have nothing to be complaining about. So that's just the mindset I'm working with, and that's just my future. And I hope I'm making a lot of sense this episode. I was really passionate, and I didn't realize it until I pressed record. how excited I was to talk about my future. And, you know, I just like talking about myself. Oops, sorry, not sorry. But hope you enjoyed. And that's all I gotta say. Bye, friends.